Joe Dirt, alive, sir.
What's goody? What's good in the hoodie? What up? What up? What up? It's your boy Joe Dirt, and you are tuned in to Blackout Radio. Well, Dirty World on Blackout Radio, but of course you are on Blackout Radio listening to me and what I got to say. But what's going down today? I hope everybody's feeling good and wonderful on this Wednesday. But we're going to go right back into my track, House Party.
Trying to keep it pushing. You already know how it goes.
Already.
Well, for those who don't know, Tigger Merc, he is a producer, he is an engineer, and as of today, he will be my remaining co-host for the remainder of 2020. And if you guys have any other questions, if you can't reach me, you can please hit him up. That's Tigger, T-I-G-G-A-M-E-R-C, on Facebook. And if you can't get a hold of me, you can get a hold of him. This is my new co-host. We're going to be rocking every single Monday and Wednesday on Blackout Radio, just so y'all can get a flavor of the dirty world. Now, Tigger, let the world know a little bit more about what it is you exactly do. And,
listening to rap, fell in love with hip-hop at a young age. I'm 41 years old, so I've been listening to hip-hop all my life for 41 years, you know what I mean? And really just digging and understanding it since about 9 years old. So I always wanted to be something to do with music, if not rapping, you know what I mean? So what I did was basically I started off rapping just like a lot of people just rapping. I still make music. Music's going good. It's bananas right now. But what I'm really doing now is just trying to get artists out of West Texas out there. You know what I'm saying? Because West Texas is pretty big. We got a bunch of dope artists out of West Texas. A bunch of dope artists out of the West. And just trying to get that music here and get them in the right places they need to be at, bro. That's my goal as far as in the music game right now. That is my goal. My goal is to get home out of home base, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's another home run, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do right now. Other than that, I do my little music shit. Excuse my French. I do my little music stuff, and that's it.
Okay. So, can you explain the Lubbock, the West Texas, not just saying from whenever music started? Because I know there's cops that actually had music out from out here back in the 70s and 80s. Growing up, how did you see the industry, and what do you think it would take for Lubbock's industry to bloom, knowing that we're going from 250,000 people, looking at almost 500,000 people within the next 5 years?
Yeah, the main thing is togetherness, coming together. That's the main thing. People don't want to come together as far as, I guess everybody sees it, it's nothing, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with this, but people are more seeing, like it's a competition with home. It's not a competition. Competition is done with. You won the race. You won the race. It ain't a competition no more. Now it's basically about getting together and showcasing everybody that's really in this, because there's a lot of people that have been in this for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that have been in this for a minute that need the recognition that they basically the money, because, I mean, this is a money. A booming industry. Rap is one of the biggest booming industries in the world, not just America, in the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And West Texas is not nowhere to be basic. And we got a big fan base as far as music, not just on rap. We got big country singers, rockers, everything, Tejano. Anything you want out of West Texas, man, you can basically get it, and it's good artists and people that have been doing it for a long time. So
absolutely,
we got to come together as just being West Texas and being a movement. We got to put ourselves on. We got to put ourselves, because ain't nobody else going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see that for yourself. I ain't going to speak on no names, but, like, we got to – that's what you said about Debussy, and he's right. Mm-hmm. We don't have a place in West Texas that we call home. You know what I mean? As far as the label, we should have a label that we can call home. And this is a West Texas label where other artists come from out of state, out of town. They know to go to this. You know how, like, they got, like, Def Jam. You go to New York,
right?
You're going to find Def Jam. You're going to find Interscope. You're going to find Job. You'll find these. And when you go to these places, you know to go there, you know what I'm saying, to meet the top artists, the top A&Rs, producers, you know what I'm saying? And we got all that here in West Texas. We got producers that are dope. We got rappers that are dope. We got engineers that are dope. We got filmmakers and field engineers that are dope, bro. We got everything we need. It's just up to us to push our brand. Nobody good. If we don't get behind each other, all I want to say is that the contest is over with. The contest is over with. Everybody know who everybody is that's doing something. Everybody know who everybody is. If you got a name out here in West Texas, people know who you are. It's time to push it out of West Texas and go further. You know what I'm saying? And not just out of saying get your music out in other places. I'm saying as money-wise, as an artist. Because the more you get to a certain level, the more money you will gain. And it's a beautiful thing because it's something that it's a craft that's never going to die out. It's never going to die.
Okay.
Rap never going to die out. You know what I mean? It's never going to die out. So we got to get ourselves together with this and just get out of our shells and start thinking it's a competition.
Okay. Okay. Well. Now that definitely is 100% fact. Now, I started my business, as a lot of people may or may not know, I started my business here in Lubbock, being that I'm from here, but I had to branch out to other markets. Now, I see the same issue in a lot of other markets as well. Only rapper out of Lubbock, Texas, to make it on a major platform as far as music videos are concerned with 106 and Park. Yeah.
Look out, Dirk. Your phone kind of breaking up, bro. It was breaking up a little bit. I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, we got our other guest on the line right now. We're going to come back to this topic. We got our guest right now. We got the Heat Seekers on the line. You there? What's going on, G?
What's going on? What you got?
Oh man, living and loving. How's life in Arkansas treating you?
Oh man, everything. We in Missouri, man. But
yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry. My bad.
Yeah, everything love down here, man. You know, we stay busy, stay grinding, man. Try to do it how we do it. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Now, for the people out there who are just now being introduced to the Heat Seekers, can you introduce yourself, your label, your brand, and your artist that you have with you today?
All right. Yo, there's three of us in the group. You know what I'm saying? This is the Heat Seekers. We do represent the Show Me State where the flow is great, man, state of Missouri. I go by the name D-Dub, a.k.a. Dub the Body Snatcher. Also in the group is Young Saint, and also in the group for the third member is my homie True Lope. You know what I mean?
Okay, for sure. Now, what inspired you to create your label? And we will ask you in a second what inspired your artist to get into music. But what exactly inspired you to actually create a label?
Just the need for an outlet. I mean, like everybody, you know, saying watching the industry as a whole, we set out here and we watched, you know what I'm saying, people get these label deals and, you know what I'm saying, and either they didn't do anything with them or they just didn't know the business to the point where they just got jerked around, you know what I'm saying? So out here, you know what I'm saying, we don't have we in the Midwest, we don't got Def Jam, we don't got we don't got Atlantic, we don't got Capitol. So we had to create our own brand in order for us, you know what I'm saying, in order for the majors to take us serious. So we just started basically, we got Hoodstorm Entertainment. That's our brand, that's our label. You know what I'm saying? That's the umbrella, the flag that we ride with. So it is, you know what I'm saying, just watching the industry and just watching how everybody, you know what I'm saying, just the bad, you know what I'm saying, the good, bad, and the ugly take place to the point where we just decided to create our own and ride with our own. You know what I mean?
Okay, definitely. I mean, I know that's a lot of people's. And please, for those who can't hear me, reception issues on my end. I don't know what it is based off of what's going down with towers or whatever. But if you guys hear me fading in and out, I do apologize. But it's a reception issue, technical issue that it's trying to get resolved right now. But that's back to what you were saying. That's usually the reason why a lot of artists and a lot of labels these days try to start their own, is because they see the ins and outs and they go from the outs and ins. Can you go into further detail on what some of your complications were personally?
Okay. Well, being that we, you know what I'm saying, where we from is, you know what I'm saying, only an hour outside of St. Louis. So, of course, we had Nelly, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we had everybody that you know from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? That was the competition that we had the Jibs and we had the Hueys and the St. Lunatics and, you know what I'm saying, the Chingies and all that. We ran it with them. We, you know what I'm saying, we, you know what I'm saying, they know who we are, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then on top of that, on the other side of the state, you got Kansas City, you got Tech N9ne and everybody in Strange Music. So we try to rep, you know, we right there in the middle between all that. So that's the competition that we up against. We embrace the competition. They've acknowledged us. We've acknowledged them, and it's all love.
Awesome. And that's great when different labels and different sources, whether they're big or whether they're small, they can come in together and actually work together and actually get some accomplished. Right now, I got with me on the line my co-host, my new co-host, Tigger Merc Whitney. He's a producer and engineer right now. If you got any questions for him, Tigger, you open to the flow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, big bro, man, like you say, the Midwest, like what influenced, like, your style, you know what I mean? What influenced your style? Because you don't have that, you know, that same, you know, like you said, Nelly and them, your style is totally different from Nelly,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And you being from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What influenced you in your style?
I'm originally, I'm originally from the East Coast, so.
Yeah,
I have,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I
did not hear that.
Yeah, so I mean, my influences is the dude that my mentor is Rakim Allah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
My mentor.
Yeah, peace to the God.
So, huh?
Yeah, peace to the God Rakim.
Yeah, no doubt. And he's the man, you know what I'm saying? That's the MC that made me want to pick up a mic. So everything that I learned, you know what I'm saying, as far as MCing, as far as how to do my craft and hone my craft, it came from them. You know what I'm saying? It came from the KRS-One. It came from,
yeah,
you know,
the mathematics. Yeah, because I be hearing a lot. I hear a lot of mathematics in you. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
You know?
Oh, man. All hail to the East Coast. One time.
Yeah, man. That's home. You know what I'm saying? That's Mecca.
No doubt.
You know,
and I carry it on my back, man. You know what I'm saying? My team, you know what I'm saying? My team know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, me personally, I'm from the East Coast, but my other members, like one of the members, True Loke, he's originally from St. Louis. So
yeah,
if you listen to him, he's got more of that laid back.
Yeah, he's got
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got
you know
that. He's got that Midwest, that slang.
Yeah, and Young Say, you know what I'm saying, that's he from, you know what I'm saying, he was originally born in Hawaii. So his influences is everything. His influence is West Coast, East Coast, everything. He embody, you know what I'm saying? His style embodies a little bit of everything. So
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, Z, just one quick minute while we talking about all this inspiration. Now, you sent me a very, very, very nice track of you guys. Now, can you introduce that for the world before we go any further? Can you tell me what the heat seeker sent so people can seek that heat?
No doubt. You talk about the single?
Yes, sir. The
right,
one and only you sent to Verbs Up.
All right. Yo. This is the Heat Seekers coming at you live and direct. And this is our single. It's called Taking Chances. This is for anybody who's ever doing anything, who's out here grinding, doing what you got to do to eat and feed your family and your loved ones, man. All right?
Better take them chances. All right.
Joe, you sure you sent me that? I only got the four from the last.
Okay, send me the one that they did send in. The one that I sent you from the
East Coast. Say that one more time.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey yo, love. Hey yo, they ain't gonna understand this one, God.
Hell no.
We ain't at the women with this one. We finna take y'all to the club, man. Are y'all ready? Let's go. It's beautiful, baby. Don't you agree? Hey, Loki.
Yeah, man.
We finna smash on that low out. Yeah. I pull up to the club. People gather around. Ladies giving me.
Okay, Joe, you back live.
So what happened to the music?
That was, yeah. That was, keep it moving.
I was getting into it. I was getting into it. He cut it short. What happened?
Okay. See, what had happened was, it was the wrong song.
Oh, okay. But I was feeling that
song
one.
You sent was... in. Yeah. Let me check. I can't remember exactly.
Hold on.
It was the one. It was the one I sent you Monday.
No. Let me see. Hold on. We apologize for the delay, y'all. If y'all still online, of course, I know y'all still online. We're going to take a caller here in a minute. But we're trying to get this track straight real quick. If there is any callers on the line, y'all go ahead and let's see what y'all got to say. Caller, what's good?
Yo, it's your boy Jake here. It's your boy Jake here. Out of Atlanta, Georgia. I made it quick.
Ew, what's good?
Not much. Loving it.
Listen. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. We keeping it all positive on this station. We ain't talking nothing about that corona because, be honest, that's a seasonal situation. It'll blow over. I pray to God, everybody who is afraid of it, that they get over that. But hey, check this out.
Listen, D.
China had like 80 or 90,000 diagnosed, right? All right. Well, then just this past 2 weeks ago, they reported that 65,000 of them, less than 100,000, have been diagnosed, that were diagnosed, have been cleared and released. So if there was 80 to 90,000 and over 65,000 were cleared, that only leaves 15,000 of the original diagnosed cleared. So the situation is actually under control. There's less than, At this point, there's less than 1,500 U.S. citizens that have this condition, and they're being contained and situated. So people really don't have to be that afraid. This actual original, the parent strain, like, I'm a nerd. I don't care what nobody say about nerds. I'm proud to be one. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to know what I know, and I love knowing stuff about life. Now, this is... The parent strain of this situation is SARS Corona. Now, in science class, they taught you that if you're able to contain the control situation, which is the coronavirus, which is able to be found, it's not a brand new disease, it's not a brand new virus that came out of nowhere. If that is able to be controlled, the whole situation can. All they're trying to do is keep it from spreading because it's a respiratory situation. And the thing about it is, even though coronavirus and the flu, which is the same thing, is seasonal, this is a respiratory illness. And allergy season follows right behind flu season. So if this is transpired through sneezes and coughs, listen,
Dirt.
If this is transpired through sneezes and coughs.
Look at it, Dirt. So what you saying is not that serious. I understand. To me, I'm feel the same way. It's not that serious. If you get corona, it's not like you're gonna die from it. You know what I mean? It's not like you got a 99% chance of death. You know what I mean? Like you're gonna die. That's what people need to understand. I don't think that's what people are understanding. Like people don't understand that you're not gonna die from this. You know what I mean? You're not gonna, it's not death threatening for everyone. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm like you. People gotta be. You gotta learn. You gotta do your research about stuff, especially when benefiting
you still
your
got
home.
You, on there?
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's just how I feel about it, man. But let's get off the corona subject, man. I want to talk about this music.
I tell you, I tell you.
I want to talk about this music. Hey, you still got somebody on the line or what?
Huh? Yeah.
Before we get too deep, let's take a breather. Let's take a breath. We can go into this track with the heat seekers. Okay. Before we go any further, you got that on the line, DJ?
Heat seekers, what's up? I'm trying to hear the heat seekers.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he's still on the line. You still on the line, bro?
Yeah.
Black Terry.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Black Terry. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here.
This year. Black Terry, can you play the one that I sent you? It should be song number 3.
Yeah, I got to upload it and everything.
Okay, let's roll into that one, Rich, now, so these people can find out why they seeking the heat, why they such a good label coming out of Missouri.
You said you could send it to my email because I haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
It should be in the list of the 4 that I sent you. Number 1 was Pete Chase. Number 2 was my song. Number 3. No, it's number 4. It's song number 4. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's the name of the song again?
Take Your Chances.
See, that's where.
Yeah, I only got, the original 4. I don't have that one.
No. Okay. Name the name of the songs you got right now.
House Party, Cheap, and No Smoke.
What?
It was number 3, yeah. Because No Smoke is the last song. So it's song number 3.
Okay. Is that all? Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely song number 2. I know that for a fact.
I don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Time right, baby. Been behind the scenes for too long, you know. I'm the one they hate. I'm the one they don't like. I'm the one they talk down. Chris told me how to get it right. I'm the one about paper. Sell it all, got my proper right. Now I'm back in the stuff. Took a while, had to get it right. Get it right.
We keep it moving. Let's get it going.
that's why you let me move.
You know the mood is about killing and drinking something that niggas don't understand, so they show up talking about nothing. My interest ain't on your lifestyle or the tricks up your sleeve. How about you? Have a drink and shut up and shut the hell up and leave. Get on the creep and see everything I can see, like a wolf in the field of sheep and my full supply. The atmosphere relaxed, protect the moves on the flow. Watch her energy level get cranked up from zero to a four. When the speakers come through your speakers, the women ready to greet us. They see me out on the floor, they won't let me go take a breather. Let's start another replacement. Then by the end of the night, I'm a fucking chicken, but this shit, that's a true statement. They say it's the last call, y'all be sure and tip your way. The women must wanna be genuine, cause they all just so anxious. Time to close, we at the door, still ain't no sign of beef. Any ladies don't wanna go home after the party with me.
After the party is the after party, we sippin' the very yawn in a case of a card. Let's get it going, we keep it moving, we get it going, we get it moving. After the party is the after party, we sippin' the very yawn in a case of a card. We get it going, we keep it moving, let's get it going, let's keep it moving. Let's go.
The DJ got it poppin', we got the party hot, now drop it to the floor and show me what you got. We got the spot on lock, the ladies looking good. And in a couple of hours, we headed to the hood. It's time to pick a winner, with that baby looking right. And she don't know it, but she coming home with me tonight. We conversating heavy, we headed to the car. I wanna get to know ya, cause baby, you're a star.
Love was really hopping until we made it outside. This badass short quarter, thank you in my ride. Let me see, the sweet aroma's already enticing me. Not to mention a fine friendship and hitting some Hennessy. Naturally, my instincts are primal, so I proceed. Jump in this SUV and smoke on this fire weed. Give me, I'm only human and my flesh is weak. Nah, I'm playing, how can I feel like that? He ain't winning for me.
After the party is the after party, we sipping the very yawn in a case of a card. Let's get it going, we keep it moving, we get it going, we get it moving. After the party is the after party, we sipping the very yawn in a case of a card. We get it going, we keep it moving, let's get it going, let's keep it moving. Let's go.
Alright, alright. That was Keep It Moving by the Heat Seekers. Now, unfortunately, there was some other technical difficulties. He dropped out. But we're going to roll into the next caller. Caller on the line, tell me what's on your spine, what's in your mind?
412-863, you're live.
401, what's up, son?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, the joint kind of staticky, though.
Just pay my bills. I don't need no redemption. Why my shit staticky? But I think it's just because there's a whole lot of things going on with the whole situation. What's going on, man? Who are you? What's going on? What's going down?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going down?
Shit, I mean, I really can't hear y'all. This shit staticky, but this really, y'all can hear me, though, right?
Say that again?
Can you hear me good, bro, or am I staticking to you?
Man, it's staticking always. That's what I'm saying. Like, this whole situation,
bro, done,
I guess.
Bro, they done put the coronavirus into the phone lines. Bro, you hear me? This shit's staticking now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was just me at first, but then my co-host, he said he couldn't hear nothing. My DJ, he said I'm fading in and out. Like, I'm trying to watch CW and everything because, you know, I like the weird-ass TV shows. But I can't even look at it today.
Damn, yo, this shit crazy, bro. It's because everybody online and shit like that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what's going down? Who is you? Can you introduce yourself to the world? I got my new co-host on the line with me, Tigger Merc.
I mean, I'm Ruzy Roo from Benefit, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of shit coming out. You know what I'm saying? I just dropped a couple of videos. I just shot a couple of videos before all this bullshit.
But well, we don't even know your name. Wait, hold on.
My name, Ruzy Roof.
Roofy Roof. Okay, Roofy Roof, tell people where they can find you. What's going on? Talk to us.
I mean, I'm out here. I'm on the digital platforms. I mean, Tidal. I mean, Apple Music, iTunes. I'm on all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Can you give us your handle?
I'm
can
on YouTube
tell us
with
exactly
the video.
Where
I'm
we
saying.
Can find you? No, no, no. Listen, listen, listen. I get what you're saying, but we need your handles with your. What's your Facebook.com/? What it?
Oh, yeah.
Your Twitter
yeah,
handle,
Rudy, listen,
your
listen,
ad.
Rudy,
you know what I'm saying?
Say,
if somebody
okay.
Going to donate some money to you, what's your cash? Man? Like, here's the thing, G. How long have you been working in music?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm Roozy Roo. My handle, Roozy Roo, on everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm Roozy Roo.
Wait. I got a question. Hold on. Tell me.
For about the last 6 years.
Okay, the last 6 years. Okay. I got a quick question. In the last 6 years, okay, you got your BMI, right? You got your ASCAP, all that. You got
my publishing. You dig me? Everything down to my publishing.
You got your DRT.
You
got your DRT locked in.
Yes, I got my own label. I mean, independent label. My shit Benefit. You know what I'm saying Benefit.
Okay,
we coming like that.
Question about your label, not to be in your business, but question about your label. Do you have? Do you go through an aggregator company, or do you have major publishing, major distribution, or do you go through one of them sites that say that they're for free?
No, I'm going through DistroKid and TuneCore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is what I have to say about that. I'm not gonna knock you down off your step, because any man that's willing to pay money for what he does is a smart man. Okay, and here's the thing what I have to say. You're going through aggregator, even though DistroKid might say it's free, and TuneCore says
that's
you get 100% of your royalties.
That ain't free, bro. You got to pay.
Right. So here's the thing. When they tell you you get 100% of your royalties, when you see your check, don't it say 70-30?
Yeah.
But they tell you when you apply and you do those, you keep everything you get.
They definitely be capping.
Right?
That's a cap. That's definitely a cap. Yeah.
That's a big ass cap. So it's like a okay, I'm gonna charge you for this distro. I'm gonna charge you $10 a song, and then I'm gonna turn around and charge you $30 an album. But it's only for 1 year. So each time you want to release just one song on any one of them platforms, it's going to cost you. Okay, so let's say you got 15 tracks. That's $150 if you're doing the whole album single by single. Or you can do it for $30, but you still got to redo it in a year. Now, here's the thing. If you don't complete your promotions, where is that benefactoring at? Because if you want it in brick and mortar stores, or if you want it on any other level, they charge you extra for that.
You said what?
I said, like, let's say that you wanted to take your CD to a different level, and you want it to be put in magazines and be placed on radio stations and be in all these other places. Wouldn't they charge you a hell of a lot more for those services than what they would if you were just to release your album?
You said would I have to wait?
No, I'm saying don't they charge you extra? Like, being that you are still with these companies and you pay them to release your music, don't they charge you extra for extra promotions?
Yes. But see, a nigga like me, bro. Listen, a nigga like me, bro. I'ma go promote my motherfucking show, bro. All that extra money I paid, that's just extra shit. Know what I'm saying, bro? And if you see my Facebook page, I'm gonna tell y'all niggas something. Know what I'm saying? Sex sells, right?
Well, but the question that I'm asking you is, okay, because a lot of artists are on the gumption of, I put it out on a major platform. It's available here for sale. It's available there for sale. So I'm about to make a lot of money, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, here's the other part of that. If you're not, because people tell you self-promotions is the best promotions, right?
You said what? It's the best promotion? You keep skipping out. What?
People say that self-promotions are the best promotions, right?
Yeah, it is. That's what I was about to tell you. That's what I'm about to
okay,
tell you, but it is.
But here's the thing. when you have only such a small network, because, you know, a lot of artists these days, or people in general, they're very to themselves. They keep their circle small, right?
Right.
So when your circle is small and you're trying to band out, you're trying to expand, but you limit yourself, one network. So TuneCore and these other aggregator companies only have an access port to a small network. When you have the normal fan, when you think about it, a normal fan is your, that's your clientele, that's your buyer. So when you go through just self-promotions, you're only going through your own personal self-buyers. People think that just because it's a company and it doesn't have a lot of social media numbers, it's not a big thing. So the question I have for you is, using your aggregator companies, how has that benefited you, knowing that you have to pay for per-release singles, per-release albums, and then additional promotions without no PR help?
Bro, you skipping? I can barely hear you, bro.
Yeah, this coronavirus fucking everything up.
I swear to God, bro. Say that one more time.
Okay, what part did you miss out?
You said other artists, something about other artists, and then they just start skipping the other every word. You said other artists is what?
Okay. Now, when other artists are using these aggregator companies and they're spending their money on this paid per song release system,
right,
then they have to pay for additional. But there's no guarantees on their end. Meaning, even if you're paying TuneCore an extra $100 a year just for PR work, and you're not getting any work done. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, you got to get it where you fit in. Like, if you pay that bread, if you pay promotion, because it be boxing shit involved, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, who knows if it's real promotion, like, you know what I'm saying? It be boxing shit involved, but you got to be dumb to just throw some bread out there, like $100
yeah.
on TuneCore and not knowing what it's going to do. You got to be stupid to do something like that.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get my co-host to tune in and chime on this. Are you there, Tigger? Tigger Merck. See, that's what I'm saying. The signal's so bad, I think it had just, like, dropped him out. He was on the line, and it just disappeared. Okay. I don't mean to cut you off. We really went down into the last 15 minutes. But I appreciate you calling in, tuning in, chiming, giving your information. If you want to submit to us, you can submit to us at www.verbsupmagazine.com. That's B-E-R, Verbs Up Magazine. That's B-E-R-B-Z-U-P magazine@gmail.com. If you have any more questions, I apologize for these technical difficulties that we're experiencing. I appreciate you for calling in. But if you could please, please tell people where they could find you at one more time before I have to let you go, my dude.
Yo, I'm Ruzy Rue. You can look for me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, all that shit, all the social sites. You tech and Ruzy Rue, RuzeRue. That's Ruzy Rue. I'm saying I'm everywhere out this motherfucker. You can find me. RuzeRue, Ruzy Rue. And look up Bandit Fat too. That's my label, Bandit Fat Gang. And we coming. That's how we rocking. Look on the YouTube. You want to see it. Baddest bitches in the city, Wardy. Thank you.
Hey, already. I appreciate you calling in, Ruzy Rue. And as always, keep it clean, because you know it's a dirty word out there.
You want to take another caller?
No Smoke. R-E-X featuring Platinum Lewis. Thank you.
got that money, baby. I don't want your hand, that's enough. I got these bitches telling me what's up. These niggas ain't real, they chop me up, love. You don't want to spoil the pussy, go run. I'm never in love, more in lust. I got that gun in my hand, now you dust. Really not family, we know we blood. But niggas with me, the arrows be tough. If I came out the gutter, then you know I won. Reaching to the top, I'm still never done. You don't want to spoil, but I hold in your line. I got money in mind, I only care about my gun. You don't want no issues, them issues gon' suck. I got real niggas with me, little bitches get pumped. Little bitches gon' trip with the hunter on drum. Headshot, make them young niggas dumb. Ride them with metal, put my foot to the pedal. There's perk in my heart, I deserve me a medal. Better dumb little nigga, AR pop you like kettle. Make it taste this lid, like you play heavy metal. Got the sticks and the drums, if a nigga feel froggy. So much smoke in the air, you could swear it was foggy. Haters riding my back, tell them get the hell off me. The world's a cold place, my cup is a frosty. With this verse I'm playing, like Buffett I'm slaying. Call my phone reckless, nigga, what is you saying? Top class is my teacher, make it is my dream. You just saw the foundation, it's more than what it seems. I don't want your hand, that's enough. I got these bitches telling me what's up. You niggas ain't real with the chop of your blood. Hey, you don't want to spoil the pussy, go run. I'm never in love or in lust. I got that gun in my hand, now you dust. Really not family, we know every blood. Red niggas with me, the arrows be tough. If I came out the gutter, then you know I won. Reaching to the top, I'm still never done. You don't want to spoil, but I hold in your line. I got money in mind, I only care about my fun. You don't want no issues, them issues gon' suck. I got real niggas with me, little bitch, you get pumped. Little bitch, you gon' trip with the hunter on drum. Headshot, make them young niggas dumb.
I don't want no smoke, so nigga, move around. Chopper getting drunk cause it got 100 rounds. Making plays in the streets, nigga gotta eat. She don't need my heart, she just need a nigga meat. I hustle with the best, but I never been a gangster. I'm kinda like T.I., but my grind is very nature. Rapper to the league, that's not a hard decision. Do it very well and I do it with precision. Need a crib for my babies and a brand new Mercedes. I'm like, fuck my ex, haven't heard from her lately. Got this chain on my neck to remind me of struggle. I be working these hoes like a job with some muscles. Go.
I don't want your hand, that's enough. I got these bitches telling me what's up. You niggas ain't real with the chop of your blood. Hey, you don't want to spoil the pussy, go run. I'm never in love or in lust. I got that gun in my hand, now you dust. Really not family, we know we blood. Red niggas with me, the arrows be tough. If I came out the gutter, then you know I won. Reaching to the top, I'm still never done. You don't want to spoil, but I hold in your line. I got money in mind, I only care about my fun. You don't want no issues, them issues gon' suck. I got real niggas with me, little bitch, you get bummed. Little bitch, you gon' trip with the hunter on drum. Headshot, make them young niggas dumb.
No Smoke. That was at No Smoke by R3X featuring Platinum Lewis. That's an artist distributed by yours truly, Joe Dirt, on Ozone Music Group. I apologize for the static in and out. We are having technical difficulties. I don't know if it's due to this COVID-19 or what weather or what the situation may be. We apologize if you are having a hard time listening to us. But right now, we're going to roll right back into it before the last 10 minutes of the show. Last 10 minutes of the show, we're going to roll into P. Chase. Get it right.
Time right, baby. Been behind the scenes for too long, you know.
I'm the one they hate. I'm the one they don't like. I'm the one they talk down. Chris told me how to get it right. I'm the one about paper. Sell it all, got my proper right. Now I'm back in the stoop. Took a while, had to get it right. Get it right, 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 get left, you can get left, get right, get right. Splash water cup, fill it over when you mix it with the bacon soda. Lean the jaw with the air, beat the jump back, Michael Jordan, that's Thriller. Real player from the Himalayas, ice cold in my Cartier sweat. Push start keys, no more. Catch feelings from now on. Been down since 10 toes. Did time and never folded. Now who you thought that I was?
giving you all that you don't see. Struggle been ripped for a ninja, out of sight, out of mind, while in the streets. People counting me out and they doubt of me. Start a pepper, my name is all doubt of me. Full of hatred when you should be proud of me. Got the chick out, smell when you out of ease. Let me see vegan, but sneaking, but eating me. Understand why they suckin' straight envy me. Hold up, I been had the recipe. Pillow of faith on a pillow, like rest in peace.
I'm the one they hate. I'm the one they don't like. I'm the one they talk down. Chris told me how to get it right. I'm the one about paper. Sell it all, got my profit right. Now I'm back in the stuff. Took a while, had to get it right. Get it right, 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 get it right. Get it right, get it right, get it right. Trying my best just to deal with people, not the people person that I used to be. Same thing goes for these chickens, never catch me fall in love with a freak. Catch me 10 toes down any street. Slide jigging, ducking police. Glass a tick as a rollie. Picture catching like a goalie. Can you picture me rolling? No pop, Glock 40. All about the money, when I'm about the money. Like the hen, I was dead, I would never fold it. Paid dues, never sold. Rob now studio, had to fall back just to get it right. CEO now I'm about to blow. Just for here for the people who rattle me. Never told me get up and just keep it G. You the realest who cares for other things. Keep on doing your thing and bring the heat. Step up next and fly the pressure all 19. Turn my money blue from the green. I turned myself to a boss. Push start, big please.
I'm the one they hate. I'm the one they don't like. I'm the one they talk down. Chris told me how to get it right. I'm the one about paper. Sell it all, got my profit right. Now I'm back in the stuff. Took a while, had to get it right, 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 get it right.
Hey. Hey. Okay. Now make sure you get everything right and tight in. Is you there with me, co-host Tigger? You there? Okay, okay. Well, he ain't there. Well, I want to let everybody know good night, but Tigger, you there? Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to let my daughter say a good night, G, real quick before we cap the night off. We got 5 more minutes. All right. Here you go. Hold on. What you want to?
Good night, I guess.
Come on now.
That's what's up.
Y'all have a good night, and yeah. Don't catch the coronavirus.
Y'all heard it? She said, say again.
And don't catch the coronavirus.
Don't catch that. My daughter said it first. Don't catch that virus. Keep it real. Don't catch that virus. Hey, Tigger, you got any last words for these people, man?
All I want to say is we started for the sound shit. We'll get that shit together ASAP. I know a lot of y'all were saying y'all can't hear what's going on and it was cutting out. So we'll get it together and tune in for the next show. When is the next show, Dirk?
Next show is Monday. 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Mountain Time, and 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. We will be live back in effect on Monday. We apologize for any technical difficulties everyone has been experiencing. It could be due to a lot of weather. Everybody's having, you know, a lot of rain everywhere and things like that. And also, once again, you know, people are quarantining at home, so A lot of things won't run perfectly because there's a lot of static issues, not just on my end, but on everyone else's end. If people didn't know, most local stations are actually out of service, so you can't even watch local TV. If you can, man, please tell me what's going on with the Bernie Mac show, because I know I've seen every episode, but I still want to see him again. But hey, man. Real talk, man. I want to say shout out, man, to my new co-host, Tigger Burke. Man, I appreciate you, OG, man. You showed me a lot, taught me a lot in this Dunbar area for life. You feel me?
That's right. Dunbar for life.
Dunbar for life. So let you close it up, man. You the new co-host. I need something new. Give these people some new flavor. Even though we keeping it clean because it's a dirty world out there, tell them what you got new for these people.
I got new coming out. I got they're on the wall. I got me and Benji Wayne, the Firestorm. I got that coming. I got Merc 3 coming. I got the Cookout coming. I got the Kama Sutra mixtape coming. I got the Inhale Exhale Smoking Lean Part 2 coming. I got Bishop and Q, that's me and ASAP Cherry coming. I got the single with me and C-Rock coming, Greedy, which is also going to be a movie. We got that coming. So
I know I better get a part in that motherfucker, too.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Roger that.
Got you.
All right, keep going.
I got Kirsten Neal. He's coming too. Y'all, Mr. K-La Soul, hip hop icon. So y'all check him out. Merc NT representative Kirsten Neal, aka K-La Soul. He's coming too. He got some fire for y'all. So y'all been like, Merc got a lot of stuff coming, man. Like I said, West Texas is coming shop. It's bubble.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate you, man. And you just don't understand how much this actually means for West Texas as a whole and as a general. But everybody, we apologize for not having everything clear. Like I said, it's weather conditions, it's corona conditions, it's conditions. It's fucking shit up. And we apologize. It ain't our fault. We just the hosts and stuff. You know, we just working in my DJ. He's just a DJ. You know, he's just doing his job too. So you can't blame us. We apologize. We'll see y'all Monday. 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Mountain Time. And if you're on the West Coast where the best coast is, you're going to be there at noon during your lunch hour. But be sure you tune in to Dirty World, man. Be sure you keep it clean, keep it safe, because that corona is nasty from what I heard. But, hey, man, it's containable. Y'all safe. God got you in his hands. I appreciate everybody for their time. We love you. We'll rock with you again on Monday. Tigger Merc, last words.
Peace out.
That's it. Y'all keep it 100. You know what I'm talking about? We at this joint.